This morning's scripture reading will be taken from Hebrews, the 13th chapter. And I would like to include one more verse, verse 9, to this reading to get the proper context. The writer of the Hebrew letter says, "Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats which have not profited them which have been occupied therein. We have an altar whereof that they have no right to eat which serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned outside the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered outside the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto him outside the gate," or outside the camp, "bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his holy name."
I didn't think this time of year would come so quick. A time of year when family and friends get together to share a sumptuous meal, to enjoy each other's company, to overindulge, to take naps and overindulge some more. Thanksgiving we've always associated with the Pilgrims and Plymouth Rock. And yes, that was kind of where it got its start. It was celebrated originally as a harvest feast, and it was celebrated only nationally on occasion. But it wasn't until 1863, after the Battle of Chattanooga, that Abraham Lincoln declared a national day of thanksgiving and prayer. This was where it was given a national holiday status. But there is so much more to be thankful for than just a turkey and a time with family. In these words from the Hebrew writer that Barney read, we are encouraged here to cling to Christ. Because of his sacrifices for our sins, we are to go to him. Our earthly citizenship is not our priority. It is our heavenly citizenship. And so by him we offer the sacrifice of praise to God. It is the fruit of our lips, the making confession, giving thanks to his name. But what about giving thanks? It was characteristic of those condemned in Romans chapter 1 that they were not thankful for the things that they had, for what had been given to them. Verse 21 of Romans 1 reads, "Because that, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened." Paul also wrote in Colossians 3 and verse 15, "Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful." Now, there's something about being thankful that is a tremendous help to all of us. For one, it helps us to recognize our limitations and also of our frailties and inabilities. But being thankful also makes us dependent upon others. In that regard, being thankful causes us not to be prideful. There are a lot of things that I personally am thankful for. I have written down some of these things in the lesson this morning. Some may seem a little obscure, and you kind of wonder why. But it is important. And brother, I am thankful for the creation. Why? Because the purpose of the creation was for our needs. In Genesis 1 and verse 26, we read that we were created in God's image and that we have been given dominion over everything that walks, swims, or creeps. In verse 29, it says that He gave man the fruits of the earth to be able to sustain our physical lives. Think about that just for a moment. God gave us all the raw materials that we need for food, for water, for clothing, for shelter, from the air that we breathe, the other items that interest our lives. Moreover, it was also the creation that is the basis for employment. Genesis 2 and verse 15, it says, "And Jehovah God took man, put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it." Adam was the first employee. The resources that we need to build everything that we have comes from the creation. We have the sun and the moon and the stars as not only just a source of beauty, but in order for us to be able to navigate on this earth and to keep time. Brethren, I'm so thankful that God put us on a planet where He has provided for us. But I'm also thankful that we have in our hands God's revelation. When we consider that God chose to reveal His mind to us, we cannot help but think just how much of a blessing that truly is. We could not know God's thoughts without Him revealing them to us. Listen to what is written in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, in verses 9 through 11. "But as it is written, things which the eye saw not and ear heard not, and which entered not into the heart of man, whatsoever things God prepared for them that love Him, but unto us God revealed them through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For whom among men knows the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God none knows save the Spirit of God." You know, it's kind of hard to imagine when we sit down and think about it that this book was written by 40 different men. 40. Inspired and faithful writers. Over a period of 2,000 years. His word written down for us. Everything that we need that pertains to life. 2 Peter 1 and verse 21, it says, "For no prophecy ever came by the will of man, but men spoke from God, being moved by the Holy Spirit." Can you imagine what would have happened if David gave up? What would have happened if even Paul would have given up? Where would we be today with no printed word? Brave men in the past sacrificed a lot to put God's word into print. Many died for that cause. And for that, we need to be thankful. And it was Jesus Himself in Matthew 24 and verse 35 that told us that His words would be preserved. They could never be taken away. You know, whenever our family gets together on Thanksgiving, I always had this feeling that life cannot get any better than this. From wives and husbands to children, And parents, we have an awful lot to be thankful for. And I'm even going to throw grandparents in there. Proverbs 18 and verse 22, it says, "Whoso finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains the favor of the Lord." Titus 2 and verse 4, it says, "They that may train the young woman to love their husbands and to love their children." The 127th Psalm, verses 4 and 5, reminds us that a happy man is one who has a quiver full of children. That is, until they become teenagers. And Paul in Ephesians 6 and verse 2 reminds us to honor our fathers and mothers. But as I mentioned, we have grandparents, and we have aunts and uncles, and we have nieces and nephews and cousins. We have friends also to be there for us. Proverbs 17, verse 17 says, "A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity." I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my friends. Just how thankful are you for the church? It was truly God's wisdom that created her. Paul in Ephesians chapter 3 and verses 10 and 11, he said, "To the intent now that unto the principalities and powers and heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose in Christ Jesus our Lord." Consider the autonomy of each congregation. Consider the plurality of local leadership, but also the cooperation of the congregations. All of these aspects shows God's wisdom in the design and the organization of His church. Paul in Romans 12 and verses 4 and 5. He wrote, "For even as we may have many members in one body, and all the members have not the same office, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and severally members one of another. And while we may be scattered to and fro and abroad and in any many different lands, we are one body." And Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verses 12 through 26, in these verses here, we can see where Paul discusses the need for all of us. "Brethren, I'm thankful for the church because within the church we find salvation. We become a part of the body by being baptized into Christ." Galatians 3, verse 24, "For as many of you as were baptized into Christ did put on Christ." And I'm thankful for that. To be in Christ is to be in His body, the church. As Paul had said in Ephesians 1 and verses 22 and 23, "For He put all things in subjection under His feet and gave Him to be head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that fills all in all." Be in Christ to have salvation. Romans 8 and verse 1, "There is therefore now no condemnation for them that are in Christ Jesus. For these things I'm thankful. But brethren, I'm most thankful for Jesus Christ. I'm thankful for His love. I'm thankful for that love that He preached in John 15, 13. Greater love has no man than this. The man laid down his life for his friends. He didn't only preach it, he practiced it. Paul said in Romans 5 and verses 6 through 8, "For while we were yet weak, in due season Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, and peradventure for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God commends his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." I'm thankful for his teachings. Because he told us in John chapter 8 that if we abide in his words, we are truly his disciples. Because we will know the truth, we will be free. We have been freed. We've been freed from the slavery of sin. I'm thankful for his example, the way he lived his life, the way his presence illuminated everything in his life, his demeanor, his ability to handle adversity. 1 Peter 2 and verse 21 tells us, "For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his footsteps." He even told his disciples in John 13, 15, "For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you." Brethren, being thankful for his teaching, being thankful for his example, compares little to the example and to the thankfulness for his sacrifice. Oftentimes, I don't sit down and really think about what that sacrifice truly means, of just what he did to even begin to comprehend in my mind. I think we do think about it from time to time. Hopefully we think about it when we partake of the Lord's Supper. But have we really sat down and truly pondered that sacrifice and its importance? I think 1 John chapter 3 and verse 16 really helps in my understanding. And maybe it will help yours also. "Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren." Doesn't necessarily mean we are willing to die for one another, but we are to give up our comforts for one another. That we are to give up our time for one another. Maybe there is something we would rather be doing on such and such a day, but if a brother or sister is in need, maybe we sacrifice a little bit of that time for them. Have we ever been thankful for his leadership? Paul in Ephesians 5 and verse 23, he was talking a lot here about the church. But he was also speaking about a relationship between a husband and wife. But here he's looking at leadership, where the husband is the head of the wife as Christ is also the head of the church, being himself a savior of the body. Without his leadership, we would not be here. Without him being able to guide and direct his apostles and being able to issue them their marching orders, we would not have what we have today. My friends, during this time of year, Thanksgiving will announce our thankfulness for living in a land where we enjoy the freedoms that few other people in this world enjoy. But we must also be thankful for the things that really, truly matter. The creation, our families, the Bible, the church, and our Savior Jesus Christ. And you could probably add many things to this list to be thankful for. But these things here is just a start. And we can add to this list as we go through life. I am thankful that you are here this morning. And it is always an honor to be in your presence as family. Are you in this family? The family of Christ. Have you obeyed the gospel? For when you obey the gospel and you are baptized, God Almighty adds you to His church. No one else does. Not the Malden Church of Christ or any other Church of Christ, but the Lord Himself adds you to His church. You become a family, the brothers and sisters in Christ. If you desire to make that decision today, to repent and confess and to be baptized for the remission of sins, we would love to assist you in that endeavor. Maybe you're a child of God. Maybe you have forgotten what it truly means to be thankful. Maybe you haven't considered it enough. Maybe you're living a life that does not show a thankfulness. If that is the case, we want to give you the opportunity this morning in a public way to repent. But if that repentance needs to be done in private, if it's something between you and God, we ask that you go to Him in prayer and ask for that forgiveness. If there's anyone that has a need this morning, won't you come as together we stand and we sing.